Oh, okay, great.
We have someone from Aquarius Aquaculture. We don't. Mr. Simpson, you're not representing him, are you, today?
No, Mr. Director, I am not.
Anybody else in the gallery? Thank you. Anybody else in the gallery?
No, Director.
All I get is shaking heads. Do we have a telephone number, Debbie?
I sure can call you.
Mr. Buck?
Yep, I will.
Someone just joined us.
Yes, this is David Huff speaking.
Okay, thanks, David.
Aquarius Aquaculture.
Thanks for calling in. I understand you were on time and we were not quite, so I apologize.
Oh, that's quite fine. Thank you.
Okay, I think we have everyone then. We have Mr. Huff is on the line representing Aquarius. Mitra, you're here representing the City of Pocatello, and T.J. Budge, you're on the line as well. And we have some other folks here in the room, just so everybody knows, so I'll have people introduce themselves. Oh, and I want to mention that Ken Fletcher is also on the line, not representing any parties or prospective interveners in this matter. But let's go in clockwise direction. I'm Gary Spackman, Idaho Department of Water Resources Director.
Abby Blades, Deputy Attorney General, Department of Water Resources.
Garrett Baxter, Deputy Attorney General, IDWR.
John Simpson, here listening in.
Justin May and Fritz Hammerly, here listening in.
And someone else joined us while we were introducing.
Jerry Wakey, listening in.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Okay, this is a status conference for a delivery call that's been filed by Aquarius Aquaculture. And Mr. Huff, in these delivery call proceedings, particularly early on, I asked the petitioner or the person requesting a delivery call to just speak to the delivery call itself. And in talking about it, if you would, could you also address the urgency of the department acting or the director acting on your delivery call and what you would anticipate for a time schedule for the director to address the delivery call? Because without that information, I have an obligation to act expeditiously to address the call, both by a court decision and by the conjunctive management rules. So if you could tell us about the call, and please emphasize in your explanation the time schedule that you would like to follow in addressing the call.
Yes, I had made previous calls several years ago, and in the interim, I've experienced an increasing depletion of the water. I run a fish hatchery, and basically, the immediate effect is the inability to raise the fish or to produce the product. It's my understanding that there may be some water available to replenish the facility, and if I could see an increase in the water to my facility, basically, I hate to say as soon as possible, but so I guess that's the time frame, and would be to look into the option of this additional water. Basically, in the next several months, to see if that's a potential to mitigate this problem of the water loss.
And Mr. Huff, can you explain, just for the benefit of everyone here, the nature of your facility, the source of water, and the quantity of water that you're entitled to, or assert that you're entitled to?
Well, the source of water is spring water, and these are unnamed springs. They originate above Billingsley Creek. The full water rate is 22.64 CFS, cubic feet per second, of course. We're down from that water rate approximately 10 CFS.
So when you say down 10 CFS, subtracted from the 22.64, or the flow is now 10 CFS?
The flow, you subtract the 10 CFS from 22.64.
Okay.
And that's the difference between what's here now. And we're experiencing a downward trend that continues. I'm sure you guys are aware of that situation in general.
So you would be requesting immediate action by the Department of Water Resources to address your mitigation call?
Yes, that's correct.
And Mr. Huff, do you plan to retain counsel for this proceeding?
Well, considering it, I basically have to see, where this, how this thing develops before I make that decision.
Well, we will be involved in a contested case. There are other parties who have at least sought to intervene or be a part of this proceeding. And
I understand that.
And both those parties, at least that I have listed, the City of Pocatello and the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators, are represented by counsel. You're certainly not required to retain counsel, but there are both legal standards and factual complexities which you will need to deal with and address as part of this proceeding. And particularly if you want to forge ahead, I just want to let you know that there will likely be a significant analysis of the interactions between surface and groundwater, and probably significant groundwater modeling to define and determine the relationships between groundwater pumping and discharge from the springs from which you divert water. The past hearings for some of these delivery calls have lasted days, multiple days, and even into weeks, although I maybe wouldn't anticipate that much hearing time. So before we launch on setting a schedule, I guess I want you to consider what it is that the immediacy of addressing the delivery call, what the burden is that is imposed on you and the other parties to, maybe that's the wrong term because it's a term of art, but at least the gravity of moving forward. And certainly I don't want to deny you the right to come forward and call for your senior water rights. So,
Director, this is TJ. May I interject?
Sure.
Mr. Hutt, my name is TJ Fudge, and I represent Idaho Groundwater Appropriator, which you are probably familiar with, but it's an organization that represents the groundwater pumpers on the Eastern Tank Plain whose water rights are exposed to getting shut off from delivery calls in your area of the lake and calling others. And one of our concerns, Mr. Huff, with your delivery call and there's some others that have been filed recently, is that there's an appeal of the Reagan curtailment order that's going on right now, and probably will have a decision from the judge, I'm guessing around October, although I can't say for sure. And we fear spending a bunch of effort on these other delivery calls only to have the judge make changes that require us to redo them. Now, that being said, as the director mentioned, you and the others have a right to make delivery calls. And when that happens, one of the things that we do is spend some time getting an understanding of the senior's water uses and water needs and finding out if there's other ways to meet their water needs or use water more efficiently and things of that nature. And, Director, what I was going to suggest, if Mr. Huff is open to it, is there's a meeting in Hagerman on August 8th to take a look at the Aqualife facility, if you're familiar with that, because we're proposing to pump some water to Aqualife to Reagan.
Yes, I am.
And my thought, if you're interested in this, would be to try to meet with you either that day or maybe the day before, if you're open to it, and perhaps you could show us around your facility and explain to us more informally just what your water uses are, what needs you have, and maybe you're aware of other ways to facilitate those needs that we may be able to help with. And you may be aware, Mr. Huff, but we're trying to put together some larger settlement with all the Hagerman water users to benefit others down there, if you would be involved in this. So I envision this meeting perhaps being able to be complementary to the regional effort down there to try to provide additional water to water users and avoid curtailments at the same time. Are you amenable to an informal in-person meeting?
Oh, absolutely. I think that'd be a great idea.
So,
yeah, definitely.
What about doing that on either the 7th or the 8th?
Whatever is more convenient for your schedule, perhaps the 7th would be better if you have this meeting that you're attending on the 8th, huh? Would you like to give me your phone number and we'll just trade phone number and set something up that works for your schedule?
Yeah, I suggest we do that, and then David, if you're open to it, Director, I would suggest that we set a status conference following that site visit, and we may, from that visit, identify a path forward on our own cooperatively and avoid the need to litigate. Or maybe Mr. Hunt decides he wants to press forward with the litigation route, and we can set a hearing schedule at that point, but I'm interested in seeing if we can resolve things cooperatively before we jump down that road. Mr. Hunt wants to, if it's okay with that.
I think that's a very good idea.
TJ,
what's your phone number, David?
Go ahead, Mr. Sorry to interrupt. Were you thinking of doing the site visit on the 7th or the 8th? I don't know that we'll attend, but I just would like it down on the calendar.
I need to check with our engineer, but it might be easy to do that on the afternoon of the 7th, and then I can just stay over for the meeting on the 8th, or you know, do an earlier morning.
If you can just let me know whenever it gets set, that would be great.
I'll do that. I'll talk to David, and then I'll let you know what works best for both of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
So at this point, anyway, I'll give you my phone number. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's 208-421-5944. And you are TJ, if you could refresh my memory.
Yep, my last name is Fudge. B is a boy, U D is a dog, G, E. And my phone number is 208-232-6101.
Okay. You know, as far as the Aqualife facility is concerned, the water master down here had a proposal for perhaps working between the two facilities, my facility and the Aqualife facility. So I think that this is a very positive direction to have you guys come down to the site and look at the potential for doing something with the Aqualife facility.
Okay, let me talk to the engineering firm that's been helping us design some of these mitigation plans and make sure he's available on the 7th. And if not, then we'll work out a time on the 8th, but I'll give you a call here in the next couple of days and let you know if you can.
Definitely. Yeah, and would you guys like to have Frank Irwin there, the water master?
That would be great. Yeah, Frank's a wealth of knowledge. We've talked to him before, so if he can be available, that would be great.
Okay, I'll go ahead and talk to him. I look forward to that.
Okay, then the director will want to schedule a follow-up phone call with you and I to see which direction we're heading. And that probably would be sometime later in August. I don't know if there are days that are better for you or director. Maybe we ought to ask what your calendar's like later that month.
I see.
David, what day would you like to have a follow-up conversation, and how soon after the site visit?
Let's see, it sounds like the site visit will occur on a Thursday. Basically, any day the following week, my schedule is pretty flexible. If you want to set that right now.
Okay.
Basically, that's the 11th through the 15th, it looks like to me.
The 11th or the 12th would be fine. I think the afternoon of the 13th would be okay. TJ, what's your schedule, Mitra?
Anytime on the 11th or late in the afternoon on the 12th would work for me.
And you're fine with those suggested times, Mitra?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, they work for me too, so you guys just set up what works best for your schedule. You want to do the 12th, the afternoon of the 12th?
You said late afternoon, TJ.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a pre-hearing conference in Soda Springs in the morning, so I hope to be back by 1 or 2, but just to be safe, if we could do it 3 or 4, if that works.
Or would the 11th be better for you?
Yeah.
11th would be a little better. Sort of
why don't we just schedule it for 10 a.m. on the 11th?
Okay.
And we'll send out a notice.
Okay.
I have a question of you, David. And the question is,
yep.
There is, just a minute.
There's pending motion to
what is that?
Be designated a respondent by Pocatello.
Oh. I was looking at a note here, and it said MTNS. I didn't know whether it was mountains or what it was. But I guess it's short for motions. So we have motions to intervene, and I'm assuming that they're coming from EGWA, and perhaps, although maybe it's characterized a different way, from the city of Pocatello, and the time period for objecting to those is still running. David, do you have any objection to their participating as parties in this delivery call?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I kind of tend to defer to Frank Irwin's expertise.
Well, and I was ready to say, if you want to retain Frank, that's fine, but if I were asked that question, I'd get a little nervous and think, what am I giving up? So I guess what I'd tell you is that it would require, I guess, circumstances that I'm unaware of right now for me to deny participation of these parties, or these prospective parties. So go ahead.
Excuse me. I was going to say that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah. So I'm running you through a procedural process here, but I don't know of any reason why they would be denied the opportunity to participate in the mitigation plan.
I understand.
I mischaracterized the delivery call. Okay. We'll just recognize the city of Pocatello and the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators are parties in the contested case for the delivery call that's been filed by Aquarius Aquaculture. And we'll also recognize them as parties in a subsequent order. And you've arranged a meeting. We have a time set for another status conference. Are there other matters we need to talk about?
I don't, not that I know of right now. I guess I look forward to this site visit to see if there's some way to mitigate this situation.
And I would represent to you, Mr. Huff, that there's no obligation that's being created by the site visit at all with respect to your delivery call or the ongoing proceedings. Just to ensure that you understand that the discussions with the Idaho Groundwater Appropriation and Mr. Budge, whoever may be there, as well as representatives from the city of Pocatello, do not obligate you in any way with respect to your delivery call in front of the director.
I see.
I'm not sure I've helped you or hindered, but I wanted you to feel comfortable about having those folks come and visit and talk to you about alternatives. And in the rules of evidence, these kinds of discussions are not admissible if we actually have a contested case hearing. And again, I'm maybe not helping you, but I'm just trying to tell you that it's okay to have discussions with parties who may be adversaries, and it doesn't necessarily obligate you in one way or another.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have anything else. What I would mention perhaps is, and Mr. Huff, if you want to hang up, that would be fine, but we have here in the room, we have Mr. Babington. And we had scheduled another conference at 2:30 for the ARC Fisheries delivery call. Now we also had listed Dan and, is it Daudry?
Daudry
Lee. Are they partners with you in the?
Not partners, they have a separate water filing.
Mm-hmm. We combined it because it's the same source, but they have different operations.
Well, I just wondered whether we could hold the conference for this delivery call without waiting till 2:30, but if they will be here, I suppose that's a separate delivery call, isn't it? I guess we'll have to wait till 2:30.
I believe Dan won't be here, but Daudry will be on the phone.
Okay. All right, we'll need to wait till 2:30 then. I was hoping perhaps if we had everybody here, we could just finish the second conference, but we'll wait till 2:30. Okay, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again on the 11th of August.